Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the end of that press conference. President Trump laying out the 20, we have a 20-point email from the White House that explains what needs to be agreed upon by Hamas. And now we wait and see if they're going to agree to it. Peace has not been achieved. You have a joint press conference there with President Trump, of course, of the United States, and the Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, saying they are ready to get a job done, but you obviously need both sides to come to that conclusion as well. Questions, we wanted to wait and see what kind of questions that would be able to be asked by reporters, and they both were basically like, probably not a good idea. And Bibi Netanyahu said it very well. Maybe we should get the deal done first, and there will be plenty of time for questions. So you've been listening to live coverage of the joint press conference with Israel and the United States represented there at the White House, saying they've had discussions with the Qataris, that they have been working on a way to stop the shooting, to end the violence, to achieve peace. And then, of course, through several of those points that I read and Donald Trump went on about, the investing into a restorative effort in Gaza, not just to say, OK, we're going to stop shooting at you, we're going to stop bombing you, but also saying they want to build up Gaza around its people. Not forcing anyone to leave, not forcing anyone to stay, but to ensure that we're going to work on peace and then prosperity afterwards, including the forming of a board of peace, of which Donald Trump, and he said in his comments right there, that this was not his idea and it was not his request, but a board of peace that would involve a focus on securing and maintaining that peace, but also the restoration of the area in Gaza that has been so decimated by war and violence. Now they need Hamas to come to the table. They need Hamas to be able to agree to these terms. And, you know, boy, am I not a foreign policy expert. Is Hamas going to be like, hey, that's a great idea. That sounds awesome. High five, handshake, let's go. I don't know. We've also heard there that President Trump said that if Hamas does not agree to it, Israel can handle its business however it chooses to, essentially in retaliation if Hamas continues to try to perpetrate the grievances that they have done so up until this point against the people of Israel. So peace is still being pursued. And I was saying this a little bit earlier in the show, but if for nothing else, of course, with the Middle East, we saw this in Donald Trump's first term through the, as we now know, it's either Abraham Accords or the Abraham Accords, which is the term that I will stick to. The Abraham Accords that were put together by Jared Kushner was considered an incredible feat towards peace in the Middle East during Donald Trump's first term. That we have a president of the United States that passionately considers it valuable time spent to end the killing, to end the violence, to end the devastation. Do you remember during campaigns or, you know, good grief, it doesn't even have to be during campaigns, during the president's terms in office, where if you listen to the people who wake up to hate Trump, it's what they do. The first thing that they think in the morning, the last thing they think when they're laying their head on their pillow at night is, gosh, did I do enough today to show my disgust for Donald Trump? And we were told if he were to be elected the first time, if he were to be reelected the second time, that the world would hate us, that we'd be in wars. And all this president has done is try to end wars and invest, recalibrate the way America does business across the world to serve America first, but is certainly not America only. This president has a prioritized commitment to using the blessings and the greatness that exist in the United States of America to fortify it so that it exists in the future for generations to come by upholding the things that make it so great. And folks, the things, the elements of the United States of America that make it great, it's you. It's her people. It's not its government. What a distinct but important thing to understand. And the difference is of who holds those levers of power. What makes this country great? How great our government is, how big our government is, all the things our government can do. What if the government can't do anything because it's milked its people dry? It's spent the funds and the money from generations to come and burdened it with great, enormous economic debt, insurmountable debt, prioritizing how big government can be in order to provide for its people. It's undercut its people in that process, getting us back to a place where Americans are celebrated for the work that they do and the prosperity that they create, that the government can then utilize the power that it holds to be incredibly limited in making sure that that business is done fairly, that Americans can't take advantage of other Americans, that justice is served, that justice is blind, and that America's people are secure and safe. These are the promises that limited government offers its people. And these are the promises that America First offers its people. But in the midst of all of that prosperity, we can bless the world with the prosperity that we have and in turn reap from it. And it's not a bad thing. It's basically capitalism on a much broader scale. This president doesn't only care about first and foremost, his biggest detractors will say himself. He doesn't only care about America, not care about anyone else in the world. He cares deeply about it. And you hear people on the left now coming out and saying that we very much so have a president who hates war. Bill Maher said this. He detests the war, the destruction, the violence, and the death. He truly, honestly does not like it. So regardless of how this particular situation ends, you see a president that is in constant pursuit of peace, not war, but peace. And that is something that we need to reflect upon and from my perspective, be very, very grateful for. This president wants peace and is willing to pursue it instead of throwing the weight of America into some war business that it's been in perpetually by Republicans who champion it and by Democrats who deceive as if they're against it when they truly do still participate in it. With our money and our blood. That's not Donald Trump. And we are blessed to have him. All right, let's take a quick break. Ryan Schmelz has been holding on the phone for 45 minutes. That's not exactly true. But he's been by the phone waiting for an opportunity to come talk to you about the government shutdown. How will you feel if the government shuts down over a funding impasse? Blame Democrats, blame Republicans, or you really couldn't care less. Go vote in the Andy Fry YouTube live chat poll. Let's find out about that government shutdown next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So what a long press conference that was with Bibi Netanyahu and President Trump talking about their efforts to attempt to broker peace in Gaza. And a huge accomplishment, of course, that it would be. Let's talk to our friend Ryan Schmelz about the other big thing happening on the on Capitol Hill right now. Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent Ryan Schmelz joins us once again. We've heard your Fox News Radio update saying that shutdown is looming at midnight tomorrow night. Ryan Schmelz, what the heck does it mean for the government to shut down?
It means a lot of stoppage of a lot of things. You know, we'll see mostly non-essential workers lose their paychecks, and essential workers too, but you'd still see military, law enforcement, whatnot coming to work. But the question is, and when this usually becomes a problem, is if this goes on for too long, do certain employees stop showing up to work? You saw this back in, I believe it was during President Trump's first term when the TSA agents stopped coming to work. Next thing you know, that can cause backups in air traffic and everything that we rely on every day. And so then it becomes a huge problem if this thing starts to drag on for an extended period of time.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about who the players are and how a shutdown could be avoided or how we could find ourselves into it. Of course, politically, we're going to have Republicans blaming Democrats, Democrats blaming Republicans. What needs to happen in order for this shutdown to be avoided?
They need to find something that's going to get 60 votes. And right now, the Republican package that they plan on voting on again tomorrow does not have 60 votes. It got one Democrat to vote for the procedural hurdle to end the filibuster. That was John Fetterman. The rest were no's. And there were two Republicans who were also no's on it as well. So Republicans are going to need to either, I mean, look, if they're going to vote on it again tomorrow, there's a chance that a number of Democrats flip and they get that 60 votes needed to break the filibuster. But if that's not the case, then there's going to have to be some type of deal brokered here. And we don't know what that looks like right now. Now, what's interesting is Axios, Annie, is reporting, and I believe there's a couple other outlets reporting it too. So I'm going to try to get confirmation on this as soon as we get off this call, that Leader Schumer has approached a couple of Democrats and floated this idea of a 7 to 10 day stopgap measure to extend government funding. So it looks like Plan B is starting to be worked out a little bit by Democrats, at least based off what this reporting is saying.
So we're talking about, I think I always like to talk about like boldface vocabulary words that people hear being discussed, and I like to break them down so everybody understands what we're discussing. When I say CR, that means continuing resolution. My understanding is that a continuing resolution is not a budget, it's more of a Band-Aid. We talk about 7 to 10 days versus how long the other CR or continuing resolution, how long that would be, can you tell us the mechanics of what that 7 to 10 day CR or Band-Aid might actually be?
I mean, it's probably going to be exactly what the current one that's on the table is, which is just a clean extension of government funding until a certain date. So the one right now extends all the way until late November. That's the one that the Republicans want to pass. The one the Democrats reportedly are floating is just the same thing, but with just 10 days instead of, several weeks like the Republican one does. Now, the optics of that, my guess would be that the idea is that Leader Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries would be able to avoid a government shutdown without the massive political defeat that just accepting the Republican CR would be. You know, remember, Leader Schumer got a lot of flack for the last time he went through this process. And there's a lot of eyes on him and how he handles this. So would a 7 or 10 day continuing resolution, would that be as costly? It might not be, because they still have an opportunity there to negotiate these healthcare provisions they've been pushing for, but so far have not been successful at getting Republicans to agree to.
So I have a comment here from a viewer of ours on Facebook from Patricia, and she said, if health insurance, the Affordable Care Act, increases 75% due to the shutdown, both sides are going to face backlash. I'll let you speak to that specifically if you have something to add to that. But what are the things, you know, of course, we don't want government workers, people who are coming to work, to not get paid for their work. But how are taxpayers, citizens out here in the Midwest, across the country, how are they going to be affected by maybe things like health insurance? What are the big concerns?
Right. So right now there's these Obamacare tax insurance premiums that are set to expire at the end of the year. And what Democrats and some Republicans are arguing is that people are going to start getting notices in the mail, because open enrollment's happening right now, that are going to pretty much tell people that their health insurance premiums are going to go up unless they extend this program. Democrats want a permanent extension of this as a contingency for getting their vote to vote for the government funding plan. Now, here's a little kicker, though, is that Republicans are simply arguing that this should not be something that's included in a government funding package. That should be a separate issue that is debated and negotiated. And there are a lot of Republicans who support this thing. Their argument, though, is that A, like I just mentioned, they think it should be separate, but also B, they believe that the program has some significant flaws and they want to reform the program in order to allow for the extension to take place. And also, let's keep in mind the price tag on this is quite substantial. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars over the next decade or so. So that's kind of what might prevent some Republicans from saying, okay, yeah, we'll just add this in. You know, they want to, I think, get some assurances first before they go forward with some type of major healthcare reform like this.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Ryan, I've heard some discussion and I read some stuff on X, and there's talks about like how maybe Donald Trump could utilize a government shutdown to his benefit, maybe checking to see what really needs to be funded or what really doesn't need to be funded, or to extend emergency pay to certain places in the government and not others. Is there accuracy to any of that? What kind of benefit and power does the executive have in the situation of a government shutdown?
Well, there's two things on that. Okay, first of all, there's this report that the OMB has sent out a memo. Well, we actually have the memo, but so the Office of Management and Budget has pretty much talked about this idea of doing massive layoffs if there is a government shutdown. So that has kind of been seen as something that Democrats might be weary of, and why you might see some Democrats flip their position and vote for the plan that's on the table maybe tomorrow night. There's also this idea, and you saw Leader Schumer cite this as the reason why he let the filibuster get broken to pass the government funding package last time back in March. And his argument was that if Elon Musk and Donald Trump are the ones who get to reopen the government and we let the government shut down, then they're going to enact a lot of the DOGE policies, a lot of the DOGE cuts. They're going to reopen it on their terms and not do it the way we want. So there was this level of fear of a government shutdown, of what it would do and what kind of powers it would grant DOGE and President Trump. So some might say that those issues are still there, but it just seems like it's a very different Chuck Schumer than what we saw last time.
So is there a making lemonade out of lemons opportunity here for Republicans, specifically Donald Trump and the president, in the event that the shutdown happens? Is there an incentive for the Republicans to shut down the government?
It's kind of hard to know. It probably not. You know, the government shutdowns usually don't have good politics attached to them.
Right.
You know, Republicans have been very gung-ho about blaming Democrats for this, too. I mean, the argument you hear a lot of is this I mean, it's this messaging that they're doing called the Schumer shutdown. And there is just this thought in Republican circles that's very different from previous shutdowns. In the past, whenever there's been a government shutdown, there's been, you know, Republicans kind of think that, well, the media is going to blame us. We're the ones who get, you know, put on the hook. It's usually we always get the blame for a government shutdown. Well, this time around, Republicans, there is at least a level of confidence in Republican circles that this will be the first government shutdown ever where Democrats are the ones who get blamed for it. And you see this unified messaging surrounding it from Republicans where they say it's the Schumer shutdown. And yeah, I haven't seen a creative nickname for the shutdown from Democrats yet, but Republicans have theirs, and they've got everybody on every single wing of the party saying it.
Mm. The Schumer shutdown sounds like the name of a Fortnite dance, and I think, Ryan Schmelz, you should start it. I don't even care what you do, but I will
Fortnite.
Do.
I've never played Fortnite a day in my life.
Well, just do a dance. There's got you just something clever, and then call it the.
We need a line dance. Give me a line dance to it, and maybe I'll think about it.
Now you're speaking my language, Ryan Schmelz. All right. Well, we would love to have you back soon, maybe this week if you do have time, because this is obviously a minute by minute developing story. Thanks for waiting with us today. We appreciate you waiting to the 2 o'clock hour here in the Central Time Zone. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem, Manny. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye bye. Not a Fortniter. Okay. I doubt most of you are either. But I bet most of you know what it is because of your kids and your grandkids, and they can't turn it off. All right. Let's take a quick break. Ethan Sports and Local next on the Annie Fry Show. Lots of breaking news throughout the course of the day. You're in the right place here on 97.1 FM Talk. We got you covered. Very grateful to be the Fox News Radio affiliate here in St. Louis. Of course, St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk. Back in a minute.
Hold. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hold up!
Check it out!
Sports and Local.
Ho, hold up! Check it out! It's Ethan.
Okay.
Getting tired of that one.
Yeah.
But I follow orders. He told me to play it every day that he was gone.
Maybe I just that's the problem. Want you to know that you aren't like professionally obligated to follow Ryan's orders. Does he give you orders?
Annie, he orders me around like yeah. I'm his servant. And then when I don't listen, he hits me.
Oh no.
I'm just kidding.
I'll bring it up tomorrow.
Okay, so it's a sports and local time, and as I have begun to do on Mondays, a quick recap of the college football scene, the local college football scene, went much better this week than last week did.
For a little nervous there for a bit.
The Illinois Fighting Illini.
Yeah.
Boy, fun game.
It was at a volleyball tournament, and right before I had to go take the court for our third place game, they're like, oh, it's 41-40, and I think Illinois had fumbled just recently, and we were in field goal kicking position, and then I went and coached a game and completely forgot.
So this was pretty chaotic.
The game was
the Illini place. Were winning 31-25.
I didn't know that.
They were winning, and they had the opportunity to score.
No wonder.
To put it away. And they fumbled in the end zone, and USC recovered
No
it.
No wonder the volleyball dad, who's a friend of mine, and was there to watch his daughter, no wonder he looked as distressed as he did. He was stressing me out. I was like, are you okay?
USC goes down the field, and they score a touchdown to make it 32-31.
Barf.
That was with very little time left. Let's see. Less than 2 minutes left. The Illini go down, and they kick a 41-yard field goal as time expires to win the game.
Move.
34-32. They defeat the Southern California Trojans.
The Bush Pushers.
21st-ranked team in the country. And Illinois now moves up to 22. And after last week's loss, very ugly one against Indiana, I saw a lot of comments. This is how a professional team responds after such a terrible game. Mm. It would have been really easy to let things fall apart from there for this Illini team. So kudos to them.
Yeah, I think Illinois is a legit contender. Sometimes it's like, you ever watch a team that just kind of continues to accidentally win? Like people just show up and have bad games against them for whatever reason. Illinois seems to be a pretty legit team.
They're going to have to play pretty much perfect if they want a chance at the playoff.
Got to beat the best to be the best. That's what I tell my grade schoolers.
They host Ohio State.
Actually, you want to tell my I have one rule for my volleyball team. Grade school volleyball, we play at the A team level, but I start a fifth grader.
Okay.
That plays all the way around. They have one rule.
One rule.
Try.
Try.
It's the only rule. If you make an error because you tried and it didn't go well, try again.
One word.
Try. That's it.
So everyone's huddled up. All right, guys, bring it in. Ladies, come on. Try. Go. That's it? Is that all it is?
They get that on practice one. I call timeouts to let them sit down and goof around and have a drink, mental break. I don't even coach them at timeouts.
Doesn't sound like you're coaching much.
That's a good strategy, though.
Well, they're grade school girls. Usually when you call a timeout, it's a high-pressure situation. And I've watched so much grade school volleyball as just an observer, like an objective third party, no dog in the fight. And when you watch a coach call a timeout, and I mean, this could be other sports, but basketball, there's more strategy involved in basketball. Like a timeout for basketball might be designing a play, an inbounds play, or changing a defense or whatever. In volleyball, you teach them what they need to know in practice, and then you can maybe make a substitution, or there's coaching that can be done, but it's definitely grade school. So when you call a timeout, and if you're an objective third party and you see a coach who's over there is like, what are you thinking?
That's fun.
Move! Go for the ball! That's
fun to be around as an 11-year-old.
That's the most uplifting thing a middle school girl can really hear, you know? Yeah. They're like, God, I hadn't thought of it. Thanks, coach.
Yeah. Build up their self-esteem and confidence a little more.
Or just say, just do your best. Go out there and do your best. And acknowledge when another team is better than you. Green Park Lutheran School smoked our butts in the semifinal game. They were really good.
You know?
And I had a fifth grade girl who is out there playing against like legit hitters for the first time. These girls are smoking the ball, hitting the corner. And she would just look at me with her eyebrows up as big as they can. And she would just go, whoa. Every time I'm like, you got to stop doing that. So here's a little bit of coaching. If you keep doing that, they're going to keep hitting it at you. You got to pretend like you've seen this before, even though you've never seen this before. Also, don't get hurt.
We need more Coach Fries out there in the world.
That's not what I hear.
How that many more volleyball teams can you coach? 4? 5?
What's your next story?
The Mizzou Tigers, 42-6 winners over the University of Massachusetts, the Minutemen.
The UMass.
Yep, the UMass. And 2 weeks away now, Mizzou, Alabama. Got my tickets. Can't wait. Roll Tide. And
I'm not even mad.
And then finally, a shout out to Jared.
Yeah.
His Notre Dame Fighting Irish put belt to butt on the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah.
56-13. St. Louisan, Jeremiah Love, uh-huh. 4 touchdowns.
Yes. Ooh. He's doing some work.
Yeah,
I always know what the score is when the game is happening. I always look. My husband knows that I know. He doesn't care. I don't spoil it for him.
Oh, yeah, because he likes to go back and watch them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We watch all the Notre Dame football
games.
Sure,
it was a happy Saturday.
And we ended up winning 3rd place. Girls played well. We went out to Zapata's in Collinsville afterwards for some Mexican dinner.
Zapata's, yeah.
And got done with that, came home, regroup, everybody's taking a shower. I think he sat down to watch the Notre Dame game at about 8:30, 8:45.
I can't do that.
Who can?
I can't.
That's why I look at the score. I'm like...
The Vikings played on Sunday morning, and it was an early start because it was out of the country. And we watched the first half, and then we went to church, and everyone was like, okay, no phones, no anything. And it was really hard for me to 2 hours not look at anything.
Mm.
Twitter, scores, fantasy football, it was terrible.
Here's a question. Christopher on our YouTube chat says, Love will win the Heisman if Notre Dame goes 10-2, and as a Texas Aggie, I really want Notre Dame to go 10-2. Do you pay attention to Heisman races and stuff? You think St. Louis and Jeremiah Love will have a shot at that?
It's become more and more every year, it's become a quarterback award, which is a shame because he should be in the mix. He has a chance, but he's going to have a really strong year, and the Irish are going to have to finish really strong in order for it to happen.
My understanding is they have a weaker schedule here on out. Their tough games are behind them.
Well, yeah,
which means
they lost a couple of close ones. They probably should have won at least one of them. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. They have a good team.
Yeah, they missed an extra
They got
point.
Boise State this week. That'll be a fun one. Okay.
Next.
This one you might I think you'll think this one is interesting, Annie, because it has to do with
one of
your alma maters. The Edwardsville School Board has suspended Superintendent Patrick Shelton with pay pending an investigation following a unanimous vote last Thursday, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Shelton, who has been leading the district since 2021, will be temporarily replaced by the assistant superintendent. The district's spokesperson declined to comment the reason. The suspension of Shelton adds to a growing trend of administrative changes to in the St. Louis area school districts this year, as Edwardsville is the 3rd district in this area to suspend or fire its top administrator. What do you know?
The compensation package. I know a lot of rumors, and I am not repeating any of them here. But if you want to see a compensation package to be envious of, go check out the Edwardsville superintendent's compensation package.
He has
like 100 paid PTO days a year.
Wow.
I don't even understand that. I am a tax paying citizen to the Edwardsville School District, and I would really, the only comment I have, I don't send my kids to school in the Edwardsville School District because I send them to a Lutheran school because I want them to know about Jesus, and I'm happy to pay the tuition to do that. But as a taxpaying citizen to that school district, all I want them to do is get their act together and make sure that the dollars that are coming out of all of our pockets go to the education of our kids so that they can be educated in a way that we can all be proud of. So get your act together, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
I don't have...
I think that would probably be echoed by everybody listening about all of their respective school districts. Mm. I don't know that it's particular. Maybe more... I don't know.
There isn't much more beyond just this headline to share, but I just want to throw it out there for our viewers, for our listeners.
This isn't gossip, is it?
What?
You're not going to throw out a rumor or gossip?
No. I want to give the people a laugh.
Mm.
Cori Bush is set to run for Congress again.
Hooray, huzzah.
Trying to win back her old seat. And you know what? Like I said, I'm one for the people, and I just wanted to make people laugh today.
Well, as the story goes, I think Missouri's going to have one Democrat represented in Congress.
Uh-oh.
So I think Wesley Bell is infinitely better than Cori Bush. Wesley Bell has come on the show specifically at the after the tornado. We were talking about tornado recovery. We requested, and they were happy to do it. We requested Cori Bush to come on many times. Thank you for bringing this up. Somebody sent me an email and was like, trashing our show because we never have Democrats on. They don't come on, Brad. We ask. They don't even always respond.
They don't respond. I have made requests of just the DNC, and even the DNC will not respond.
Let's just say this. If it was a batting average, Brad would have been cut a long time
ago. I'd be batting zero because Annie was the one that was able to get Wesley Bell on. I have never been able to book a Democrat on this show unless you count. I don't think I've even booked Jane Duker.
No, we ask and they don't come on. And at some point, I don't know why I would be asking them at some point. You know, we've had some Democrats that have. Wasn't there a Democrat senator that said that they would like to come on when you were in D.C.?
Yes. I'm Ruben Gallego.
And Brad messaged me, he's like, would you like to have him on? I'm like, he's a senator. Absolutely. Clear the schedule. I don't want to have people on just to fight. Like, I don't know how much you as a listener would like this, but if you were a Democrat and you came on the show, I would work my tail off to try to agree with you on something.
I've requested Harold Ford and Jessica Tarlov off of Fox, even. And they're like, well, okay, that sounds fun. And then I just never hear back on it.
Leslie Marshall has been on the show before.
Oh, good.
I think. So, and I like her, and I follow her on Twitter, and she follows me.
There you go. So that's something in the resurrection. Do you want one more, or are we all finished?
One more.
Well, remember a couple weeks ago when I talked like Boeing was going to be able to end the strike and things were going to get back going?
Are they still striking?
They're still striking.
They're still striking?
They still are going. I think it's, entering its ninth week. They are back to the bargaining table today. It says 3,200. It says I am 837 members. Began the strike on August 4th and have been going since. So, the offers
ridiculous.
Keep going back and forth. They're still on strike.
Well, hopefully everybody can get it together. I don't know what the arguments are on each side, so I'm not going to get in the middle of it, but that's sad to hear.
Yeah.
There's one other thing that I'll add to the conversation about having Democrats on. I open the phone lines and I give the most time to Democrats when they call in. And I
100%
always, true. Always try to treat them with respect. The only time it goes south is when they intentionally disrespect me or specifically people on the show. Then I will.
It's never happened.
Then I will fight you. But I'm all about that. I mean, I could name names of Democrats who call in this show, and they're some of my favorite listeners. So there. Let's take a break. We don't have much time. YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. How will you feel if the government shuts down over funding impasse? Blame Democrats, blame Republicans, or you couldn't care less. I said, I think 80% of you are going to say, did I say 80? About 80%?
Yeah.
We're going to 85. 85%. I predicted 85% say blame Democrats.
Ooh.
I said 3% are going to say blame Republicans, and then the rest of you couldn't care less. I was wondering if couldn't care less would be over 10%. We'll find out next. Don't go away. The YouTube poll today is asking about the government shutdown. You said at the beginning of the show, Ethan, that you're like learning about the government shutdown and what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, even response? Would you abstain from this poll? How will you feel if the government shuts down over funding impasse?
So my problem is that from everything that I have heard, I guess, is that the things that feels like are holding it up right now are really silly on the Democratic side.
It's because you've been listening to 97.1.
That is correct. I guess the main thing
that
I've heard right is the aid health coverage right for illegal immigrants. That's what I've heard. If that's the case, that seems really silly and unnecessary to me. So I would say blame Democrats. But that's also with not having heard anything besides that.
So if they were to agree to pass the continuing resolution, also known as a CR, it would take all of the funding that has been happening since Congress passed it last year. Everything that's been happening all the way throughout 2025 up until this point would just happen a little bit longer. That's all they're voting on right now. Just take nothing changes. Take exactly what's going on right now and make it a little bit longer so that we can continue to talk about the budget for the next year.
That's it.
And the Democrats are saying no.
Woof.
Brad, you have a response to this? Blame Democrats, blame Republicans, or couldn't care less?
Blame Democrats. It's their fault.
But without the exclamation point? Or
no,
are you,
let's
are you,
do the exclamation point. I'm mad now.
All right, he's been listening to 97.1 today, too. Results?
256 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. How will you feel if the government shuts down over funding impasse. 61% say blame Democrats. 7% say blame Republicans. 32% say couldn't care less.
32? One-third of you don't even care. Woo, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you were way off on your projection.
I think I'm responsibly blame Democrats, but I'm also at the point where I couldn't care less because they'll figure it out. They always do.
Right.
Mark Reardon Show coming up next. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.